It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by Della Tofola. It's great to have the Barrel Brothers back with us, guys. Welcome. It's cool to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We love the Barrel Brothers. Of course, Mark Carpenter, my co-host on Brouhaha.
How are we doing?
Good. You love Barrel Brothers.
Yeah, they're always. I love beer.
Yes, well, it is. I know.
I'm set for the Supreme Court because I love beer.
Barrel Brothers. Guys, let's start by explaining Barrel Brothers, how long you've been doing it, what it is you do. We love your beers. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. But how did it all start?
Yeah, so it all started officially, at the end of 2015 with myself and my brother-in-law, Daniel, and my father-in-law, Tom. And we've been in business now for about 3 years, and we're located in Windsor. So we've got a little tap room there, but we're mostly production-focused. But, yeah, we do a little bit of everything.
So what goes on in the tap room in Windsor? I mean, is there food? Is there? I mean, it's you.
Yeah,
talk about the space, the venue.
Yeah, we're in the incubator in Windsor. We're on the...
The incubator.
Yeah, the southwest side of Windsor, very close to that Home Depot Walmart Center, but just south of that. And then we've got a tap room back there. We're open 7 days a week. We do live music every Friday. We'll do food trucks.
Right.
We're
very cool. So how do it all begin?
Every night?
Somebody talk about exactly how it all began. 3 years ago or whatever.
Well, the story I like to tell is that my father-in-law sold his boat, and my mother-in-law, his wife, said, you need a hobby now.
I love this already.
So she bought him a homebrew kit, and he invited myself and my, well, future brother-in-law that time, Daniel, to homebrew. And what I like to say is, like, if you're a rock star, you learn how to play the guitar, you want to be a rock star. We learned how to homebrew. We wanted to start a brewery. So kind of through all that, I was in college and realized, hey, this could be a real thing. So I went to UC Davis and did the whole program there.
Oh, cool.
Kind of kept up with the passion, and fast forward a few years and became a reality.
And you two, what do you guys do? Are you just his bodyguards?
Yeah, exactly. So I work at Barrel Brothers as well, approaching my 1 year mark. I'm an account rep with them.
Okay.
So I'm the one that started this partnership by reaching out to JJ one fateful day and started June last year.
JJ,
yes.
And your story.
Yeah, so I'm actually not with Barrel Brothers. I'm with Becoming Independent. We are a local nonprofit here based out of Central.
I've been supporting them on the radio for 30 years.
Absolutely appreciate your support.
And it's a great organization.
Yeah. So Becoming Independent, for those that don't know, provides services for adults with developmental disabilities through the North Bay area. We've been around for 51 years. And what that means is anything from 24-hour care to providing assistance with people at their place of employment. So you might be wondering, what does Becoming Independent have to do with beer and Barrel Brothers? Well, one of the things that we do is we are the sole concessionaire aboard the Smart Train, providing food and beverage service aboard the entire fleet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool. Yeah,
there's the connection. Yeah. And so one of the things that we provide is quality, locally sourced craft beer that represents Sonoma and Marin counties. And that's how we got in contact with the Barrel Brothers.
You guys, we were talking, I told you out in the green room yesterday, I forgot who was in talking about it. I don't know. I barely remember an hour ago, let alone yesterday, but we brought up, oh, I know, it was the Boho Buzz with Charlie Swanson from the Bohemian. Their cover story this week is about the art and the creativity going on with all these local craft beers. With the names and the artwork on the cans and bottles and such. And one of them, big picture of a Barrel Brothers beer called...
Dad Pants. It's our
Dad
Pilsner.
Pants. Yeah. Yes. Dad Pants Pilsner. I mean, it's this kind of stuff is so cool. And it's so creative that you guys have been, not just you, but obviously all the craft breweries here in Sonoma County in the North Bay. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff. dad pants. Where did that come from?
Well, Pilsner kind of has the thought of being your dad's beer.
Okay.
We also have the same type of scheme as the Levi's jeans pocket on the front. It's kind of the right. same tagline, finest quality, kind of applies to jeans and to beer. So we kind of ran with that.
And if when the Niners start playing again this year, you can watch them at Barrel Brothers Arena Stadium. All right. Mark, give me your thoughts on the Barrel Brothers.
Well, we got to hear about this beer, because they've done a beer now, an IPA, to help becoming independent. And this is going to be available, if I understand it, on the train, on the smart train. It'll be on there. And it'll be around other places. And, pardon me, it's a very good IPA. In fact, it's more towards, to my taste, it's more towards the pale ale, which I've said before on this show. I just think that people are passing up great pale ales. And this is a nice beer. It's it's a little hazy, which these days everybody likes. And tell us about the beer. What are the hops in it?
Yeah, so this beer, we kind of took our hazy IPA recipe and fermented it with California ale yeast, so it kind of has legs in a juicy IPA category, but it also kind of has legs in a West Coast IPA style. We kind of did that same thing.
What's the difference? I mean,
I think everyone's been asking that question, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, classic West Coast IPAs are usually clear, a little bit more bitter, a little bit drier. Hazy IPAs are obviously hazy and full-bodied, usually leaning more towards tropical hop expression rather than the pine hop expression you get with a lot of the West Coast styles. But we kind of took a little bit of both. In this one, the hops are El Dorado and Brew One and Cascade. El Dorado and Brew One are a little bit more tropical leaning, a little bit more new age hops. Then Cascade is obviously a very classic hop. So we're trying to make a very subtle hybrid of two styles without going too far one way or another. One thing we talked about with BI is making a beer that is very approachable. They're going to be selling it on the smart train. We want to appeal to a lot of different palates. So that was kind of the culmination of a few ideas, and that's kind of how we landed on this one.
Mark, is this what I just tasted? This
yes,
IPA?
Yeah.
And that is damn good.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I said, it's very drinkable, and I think on the smart train it's a great selection that people will enjoy it. It's clean, crisp. It's got a good finish, and it's just got a great bitterness and a great blend of hops. I mean, you can't go too far wrong with this one.
And we've talked, as I mentioned earlier yesterday, about the cover story in this week's Bohemian, about the artwork and the such, all the stuff going on with the craft breweries up here. This is not funny. It's gorgeous. Explain this label on this can.
Yeah, so becoming independent, one of the programs that we offer is a professional arts program for artists that are professionals as well as budding professionals. The piece on the label was done by a collaboration of four different artists at Becoming Independent. It's called Explosions of Color, and it was made by placing acrylic paint into balloons and throwing them against the canvas.
I love it.
And that's what's featured here on the can.
It's beautiful.
And it was interesting. So we have a couple of sites where we promote this program. We have a studio located at Becoming Independent's main campus, as well as a studio at Fulton Crossing. Tony and Daniel and I and my colleague Angela went into the locations to identify, you know, what would really capture the audience and what we're trying to accomplish here. Immediately, almost simultaneously, both of the fellas latched onto this particular image and then made the beer in the spirit of the art piece.
Really?
Yeah. It was an instant piece. As soon as I walked in and saw it, I was sold.
Yeah, I see that.
And then after seeing so many other million great pieces, still was sold on this one. And there's so many other great, amazing pieces of art at Becoming Independent that down the road we can reintroduce a new label and spice it up, and their art program is unbelievable there.
Mark, talk about Barrel Brothers. It's been, what, I guess 3 years, basically?
3 years they've been in business, and as they mentioned, they're focused on production. And my question is it all your beers are canned and draft?
Yeah, most of what we do is definitely on draft. I think we have about 20-plus beers on draft in the tap room. We do a lot of sour beers. We do a lot of lagers, IPAs, pale ales. I'm very proud of the spectrum of beers that we have to offer. But we do have a very strong can program, and I think that gives rise to doing these collaborations like we've done with BI, and it's really cool to see the industry kind of shifting in that direction.
And you have draft accounts out and about the county?
Yeah, we have several accounts, North Bay, East Bay, San Francisco. I think we're probably around 500 counts in the Bay Area.
That's terrific.
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Is this beer going to be one of the draft beers, or it'll always just be in cans out in production?
So the plan for the BI IPA is this first batch. It's going to be Smart Train and our taproom only. And then we're going to do another batch next month, and that'll be opened up to select accounts after that. We also have a big release party tomorrow at our tap room. We'll be open from 1 to 8, but the BI staff is going to be there. We're going to have a band. We're going to have food, and it's just going to be a big release party.
I think it's worth a trip to the brewery for it. It's a great beer.
Yeah. And tell everyone exactly how to get to Windsor and Barrel Brothers.
Yeah, I'd say if you're heading north on the 101, take the Shiloh exit and then stay on the east side of the freeway.
Then turn around and get on the other direction, drive to Turlock.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can actually see it from the freeway. There's a lot of gray and yellow buildings that you can see just from the Shiloh exit. There's a whole warehouse complex
back there.
Yeah,
exactly. So. Yeah. Let's talk more about becoming independent.
Absolutely.
As I said, I've been a supporter and a fan for years and worked with becoming independent on the radio and off the radio and such. Give us the history and what exactly it's all about.
Absolutely. So Becoming Independent was established in 1967.
Wow.
By a group of parents who essentially wanted more for their children than sending them off to institutions, because unfortunately around that time, that was the alternative. It's either you send your child off to an institution, maybe you'll visit them, maybe you'll not, or you'll take care of them at home. And depending on the needs of your child, some people might not necessarily have the skills or the funds to do so. So a group of parents band together and started what now is one of the largest providers in the North Bay, actually in the entire state, for people with disabilities, serving close to 1,000 people. And services range from 24-hour care to a professional arts program, to ensuring that you are job ready for your dream job. So the program is really geared towards individual desires as well as individual need, and then we will adjust our services to support that person in achieving their goals.
Yeah, it truly is an amazing organization. I'd forgotten it had started so long ago.
Yeah.
But, it's a major thing
it
here
is.
In our
I
area.
Think it's terrific because, I mean, there's so many people who need this help. And this is a great way to provide for it with beer.
Yes,
beer
yes.
solves a lot of problems.
It does.
It solves all Mark's problems.
It may create problems, but it solves problems, as Homer Simpson says.
It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by, of course, our friends at Willoughby's in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. Today we've got the Barrel Brothers here, Wes, Tony, JJ. JJ is with Becoming Independent, and these guys are working. Go ahead, before we talk about what's going on tomorrow at Barrel Brothers, talk again about how you guys hooked up with Becoming Independent, who is, as I've said many times today, is one of my favorite organizations.
So I started full-time with Barrel Brothers middle of last March. Didn't really know which direction to go, kind of learning a whole new job. Left a job of 16 years ago, worked for these guys.
What were you doing before?
I worked in the golf industry. So completely different.
Sense.
Yeah, completely different.
For some reason it does make sense.
Might as well, right? Yeah. So I'm learning as I go. and middle of start of June, had this idea of the train. How come can't get beer on the train?
Yeah.
Well, they serve beer on the train.
That's huge, guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're the beer purveyors on the Smart Train.
We were for a while.
One of them.
What happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're actually, that's why we have this beer.
Oh, right. Okay.
This is,
for becoming independent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is the next step we're taking.
Gotcha.
So ended up reaching out, finding out that JJ here was the individual in charge of getting the beer on the train. Mm-hmm. We sat down about the start of last June, middle of last June, found some beer that he liked, got it on for the month of August. Liked working together, two of us, so JJ extended it to the month of September. Next thing you know, it's the middle of October and we're still on.
That's so cool.
Now I'm keeping my mouth shut because I don't want the beer pulled off.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's December and January, and then JJ reached out and said, let's sit down and talk, and both of us had the same thing in mind about a beer collaboration, and next thing you know, it's sitting right here in front
here
of us.
Here
it is.
Here
it is. IPA, Becoming Independent India Pale Ale, yeah. And it's really good. Yeah. It really is.
We're calling it the BIPA for short.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to add on what Tony mentioned, so with so many great local breweries in the county, we wanted to make sure that we could show that in terms of on the Smart Train, and so that's when Tony came along, what instantly hit me about them was not only the beer was great, but the creativity in their cans was really off the charts, and mm-hmm. So that really grabbed our attention as well.
You gotta love the Barrel Brothers, Marky.
Yes, sir. It's a great beer in front of me here. I'm enjoying it. And on the Smart Train, that's a tough job with all the good beers we have here in Sonoma County.
They're knocking on the doors.
On the train. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty tight with all the Smart Train board, so I'll just get a hold of them and say, keep this for becoming independent. Get the Barrel Brothers. Keep it going. Wes, you are, again, a founder and brewmaster?
Yeah, that's something like that. I do a lot of other things that aren't as
I'm sure you
fancy
do.
Sounding, but yes.
He's living the dream. Like all us brewers, it's a great life. I'm telling you.
And Tony is head of marketing?
I'm an account rep for them. I'm one of
same thing.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. And JJ from Becoming Independent. Guys, thanks so much. And I just mentioned during the break to JJ, we want to get you guys and bring some more people on. We'll do that soon because we haven't spent enough time on this show with Becoming Independent over the years. I've done a lot of stuff, but we want to bring this to the front again and have you guys on.
Absolutely. And can I just add one more thing?
Please.
That a portion of the proceeds from the sale of every single can will go to supporting Becoming Independent, so you can enjoy your can and knowing that you're doing a great thing for the community at the same time.
Is it becomingindependent.org?
Correct.
Okay. People, you need to check this out. Quickly, we're out of time, but guys, what's with the artichokes? I just got a thing today, and I saw, well, it was from her Linda in Malta, and she had sent a photo of a can of beer that was artichoke beer.
That's hops, buddy.
Oh, those are hops. This happens to me all the time.
But there probably is a artichoke beer.
I'm
sure there is.
I don't want to taste it, and I love artichokes. Those are hops. The photo needs to be smaller so you know they're hops. They look just like artichokes. I go through this all the time. I'm an idiot. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Great to see you. And we'll see you again. Have a great night.